The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Back here at Rock Island High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us here tonight. The Streaks and the Rocks, we've got three regular season games left tonight. Saturday, we'll be back here in Rock Island against Alleman, then next Wednesday night at home against Sterling. And Coach Massey said the reason that's, I'm still not sure why it's Wednesday, but the reason, we know it's not Saturday because, well, no, but that would be the following, Sterling plays here Saturday, but the following Saturday, or the play-in games, which Sterling will probably be in the sectional. So I don't know. I still don't know why it couldn't have been Tuesday. But all right.
Well, I still don't understand why it could have been Thursday.
Well, yeah, that too. All right. Well, let's send it over to PA announcer Mark Krager. No, maybe not. Well, let's see. I'll try one more thing here. He might not have it turned on over there.
He might not. Yeah, because I told him national anthem. And,
yeah. No, he hasn't. Hasn't turned it on yet. So he's just reading all the. IHSA thing that they always have to read ahead of time. So head of the national anthem and the starting lineups here from Rock Island High School. Looking at Rock Island in the Western Big Six Conference, a pretty balanced attack. They've got Kayla Rice averaging almost 12, Bree Stewart 11, and Amari McDuffie almost 13 points a game. Kara Kilgore over 20 points a game. For the Streaks. All right. See if well, he's holding now, so maybe he does have it. Right now, our national anthem. The Rock Island High School pep band here at Rock Island High School. Let's send it to Mark Krager for our starting lineups.
Now for the starting lineups, first the visiting Silver Streaks. At guard number four, 5'8" sophomore, Kiara Kilgore. At guard number 10, 5'2" senior, Grace Nelson. At guard number 24, 5'7" senior, Cadence Leidig. Forward number 32, 5'9" senior, Abby Lingefelder. And at forward number 40, 6'1" senior, Abigail Davidson. The Streaks are coached by Mr. Evan Massey, assisted by Lexi Daniels and Josh Biddle. Starting lineups for the Lady Rocks, the seniors. At guard number 2, 5'5" senior, Amari McDuffie. At guard number 3, 5'8" senior, Kanaya Davis. At guard number 22, 5'7" senior, Amari Trevino. At forward number 10, 5'9" senior, Emily Allison. And at forward number 15, 5'10" senior, Bree Stewart. The Rocks are coached by Mr. Henry Hall, assisted by Shivana Singleton and Larry Hall.
All right, thanks to P announcer Mark Krager here from Rock Island High School. Streaks in their road, dark gray, white numbers, and silver and white trim. The Rocks in their home, white, red numbers, and yellow and red trim. So what we're going to do here, one of the seniors, Kanaya Davis, has an injury. I'm guessing a broken wrist, and they just about got another one. They just got pushed out of their circle as they were jumping around.
Just went flying out of their circle.
So they're going to, the ball is going to be tipped to Kanaya Davis to let her touch it, her final game here at Rock Island High School as a senior. So they're going to, I don't know if they're going to tip it directly her or they're going to tip it to
she's standing way
Island.
Over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she's way over. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe this is their regular formation. So they're going to tip it and give it to her, and then it's going to go, I'm not sure, it's going to go to the Streaks. Oh, no, they, okay. So they, wait a minute.
They had Amari McDuffie throw it out of bounds. So
I thought
Davis never even touched the ball.
Yeah, I thought, okay, so they just wanted her to get in for a play. I thought they were going to give her the ball.
Yeah, I thought so too.
So that is a Rock Island turnover, by the way. Do we count that?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay.
Yes, we do.
All right, so now the Streaks will have it. It'll be Kiara Kilgore to inbound from midcourt. And it comes to Abby Lienfelter back to Kiara out on the left side. Picked up, and now she picks up her dribbles. It got knocked away by, let's see, Kayla Rice, who came in to replace Davis. Grace Nelson out high on the left side on the dribble. Man-to-man defense from the Rocks. Right wing it goes to Caden Slidick, and we knew they were going to come out and play tough. Long arms, quick hands. Grace with the right side. Brings it back out high. Gets bumped, and now it's knocked away from behind. And the Streaks got a break there. Now it goes back before they do turn it over. They had saved it back in bounds and went right to...
No sense of urgency from the Streaks right there as... Grace just kind of was going to let the ball go out of bounds because it was going to go off Rocky, but then it was saved in and right to Grace, and then she couldn't handle it, went right back to Rocky. Great hustle there by Emily Allison.
Out on the right wing, this is Trevino. Top of the key, it goes to Emily Allison. Allison picks up left side, down the block, knocked away briefly by Abby Lienfelter. Rocky gets it back on the right side. Trevino shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Quickly back the other way, Kiara Kilgore now. What a block by Abby
Davidson.
Yeah,
that was a volleyball swipe. It looked like she got up in front of the line and just put that one down.
Abby Lienfelter, right wing it goes to Caden Slidick. Oh, Abby Davidson was open down the block. Ball got knocked away, and Abby comes up with it. Kicks it back out to Grace Nelson, top of the key. Now Caden Slidick on the right wing. Abby's open. They didn't see her again. They had the position posted up inside on Bree Stewart.
Give her the basketball.
Now they get it to her down on the right block. Turns, puts it up. Too strong on it. Weak side rebound is taken away, and they're thrown off the leg of Abby Lienfelter. It was Kayla Rice who was falling out of bounds and went up in the air, turned and threw it off of Abby's leg.
The Streaks seem resistant to give the ball inside to Abby, and the defensive player is playing directly behind Abby. She's not even half fronting her, so basically conceding the ball coming in for some reason.
And they are playing really good defense on the perimeter, but you got to get that out of your head. Just protect the ball and get it to where you need to get it to.
Yeah, because Bree Stewart is just standing behind Abby. Yeah. She's going to let that ball come into Abby.
Amari McDuffie on the dribble working against Caden Slidick. Takes it to the right wing. Wearing some lavender shoes. Goes left. Now underneath it goes to Stewart. Has to kick it back out. And a three-pointer out high from Danae Robinson is good.
Well, they missed her in the first matchup against the Streaks. She was out with sickness.
COVID protocol.
That was a double dribble,
yeah,
wasn't it?
And the official missed it. Cadence dropped it, dribbled, and dribbled again. And I think she realized it. The official didn't see it, though. 3-0. That's the first basket of the ball game. Rock Island with a lead. Kiara Kilgore, right wing, goes baseline. Gets behind Stewart. Reverses to the left. Ah. Too strong off the board, though. Stewart with a rebound for Rock Island.
I think she thought that the defense was going to collapse on her, and it never did.
Robinson, another three, this time for the right wing. Kayla Rice. And it's 6-0, and Coach Massey calls a timeout. So you knew they were going to come out pumped up. It's senior night. Robinson hits the three. Now Rice with a three. 6-0, 30-second timeout, 5:28 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, the Streaks not doing a good job picking up on defense there. That was two straight possessions where, for whatever reason, I guess maybe they were helping off, but whoever was guarding Rice, Robinson just sunk off, and it became wide open threes.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, for providing our transportation to all Streaks road games. Driving, I like this. We drive the same one we drove the other night to Canton, a 2019 Nissan Murano SV all-wheel drive. Really, really nice, white in color. Very, very nice, smooth ride. Lots and lots of leg room. $31,995. You can check this out on their lot. And Capri Ferguson, and she gets tripped up by McDuffie. That's going to be the first foul in the basketball game.
Well, she didn't like the call, but McDuffie wrapped her arm around him, and right at that moment, Capri tried to take off, so she did hit her.
Galesburg Nissan, home of a lifetime warranty. Capri with it in the backcourt, brings it back across on the left side. Gets on the left baseline to Abby Davison. Back to Abby Lee, felt her left wing to Kiera. Posted up, spins back to the left, up off the glass with the left hand and in. What a nice move. Spun in to the right, back to the left, put it up and in, 6-2 Rocks. Now it's Davis driving down the right side of the lane. Missed the shot, or rather that was Rice, and the Streaks come away with it. Capri Ferguson, left wing to Kiera, out high left side, it's Abby Lingefelter. Gets to Abby Davidson, top of the key, working against Bree Stewart. Now they're looking for Kiera, posted up again, couldn't find her. Now it's Capri Ferguson, right wing to Alexis Edgerson in for the Streaks. Abby Lingefelter, top of the key. Drives left, down the left side, dumps it off to Abby Davidson. She has to pull it back out, gets to Kiera, top of the key, lost a handle on it, gets it back, drives down the right side, up off the glass and in. Nice recovery by Kiera. Didn't catch the ball cleanly, but was able to get a dribble out of it and get a bucket.
Yeah, and it was a great recovery right there. But the other thing you've got to always be impressed about by Kiera is the court awareness. Once she recovered the ball, she went away from the defense. Sometimes you just see girls dribble right into where the defender is. She spun away from the defense and got herself an easy-looking layup.
6-4 Rocks, 4:09 to play here in the first quarter. McDuffie dribbles right, gets a pick from Stewart, goes to the right baseline, cut off by Alexis Edgerson. Good defense, top of the key. And from straight on, it's Rice with a three-pointer, no good. And the rebound, Abby Lingefelter. Under 4 to play. Left wing, Kiera Kilgore. The pass was unfortunate. The pass, it was a clean pass, but it was right into the hands. As Kiera caught it, it was Rice was right there and stole it away. Almost into Rice's hand. So the Streaks turn it over. Is that their second?
Yes.
McDuffie brings it back out and sets for the Rocks. Working
that's
against Capri Ferguson.
She had twos on her right arm.
Yes, she does. Pushes off. Actually, she like a straight arm pushed her hand out. Now she'll fire the three from the right wing. Good. Amari McDuffie. So
those
all three Rocks baskets from beyond the arc.
Yeah, the Streaks are going to need to come out and play a little tougher. You got to close out a little closer. You can't give that much space.
Wow, that was a bump there. Well, they're going to let him play.
Yeah.
As Abby Lingefelter brought it across and got bumped by Danae Robinson. No call. She's able to keep the dribble now. Capri Ferguson shot blocked. And it is McDuffie that comes away with it. 3:02 to play in the quarter. Down underneath it goes to Stewart. She lost a handle on it. Then the Streaks thought she went out of bounds. It got kicked back in. The Streaks kind of stopped playing. The whistle didn't blow. If the whistle doesn't blow, you got to keep
playing.
Well,
and we've seen that a couple times now. The Streaks are assuming the ball's going out of bounds, and then it doesn't.
Kiera with it, left wing. Right wing it goes to Alexis Edgerson. Her three-pointer blocked, and that's got to be a foul on Robinson. Nope, there it is. It's called out of bounds off of Robinson. Alexis Edgerson going up after the rebound off the block and got knocked down by Robinson, and we've got a mask timeout. 2:37 to play first quarter. It is Rock Island 9, Galesburg 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM. And 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at Kohl's Diamond Gallery in downtown Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back here at Rock Island High School, Tom Meredith there. Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Rock Island Rocks 9-4, 2:37 to play first quarter. All the nine of the Rocks points, three-pointers behind the arc. I did notice something already early, the one block shot by Evie Davidson, like you said, looked like a volleyball spike. I think it was Robinson that got it in there, posted up, and saw Abby, and like we saw at Canton the other night, turned and decided to come back out away from the basket.
Well, and that's what you want to do. If Abby can shut down the inside, that's half the battle. Then you just got to work on closing out a little tougher on the outside.
Wide open inbound. Grace Nelson to Abby Lingefelter. Wide open under the left side of the basket. Lays it up and in. It's 9-6.
Great play design. Great play execution. Everybody was watching Abby
Davidson. Now a steal by Kiera Kilgore. Kiera down the right side. Lays it up and in. And it is 9-8. Kiera was 6. 2:20 to play. Quickly back the other way. Get to
Can't
Stewart.
Happen.
Oh, yep.
Cannot happen.
Yep. Caught us asleep. She got behind the streak's defense, and Stewart lays it up and in on the long pass. Make it 11-8.
That especially can't happen because most of the streaks didn't run down the floor there.
Abby Davis at right baseline fades away. The shot in and out, no good. Coming away with it is Rice for Rock Island. Underneath, they got to Stewart again. And, you know, that wasn't Abby's fault. Abby Davidson was hustling back. Somebody else has to pick up
right.
Stewart, who was. Because Abby took the shot down here, and Stewart was already headed down that way.
Yep.
And got the easy two. Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout.
You're 100% right, Tom. You can't. The streaks are just not playing at the same speed right now that Rocky is. Rocky's outrunning them up and down the floor. And, you know, outside of that steal, that great steal there by Kira, she steals the ball, goes down and shoots a layup. None of the other streaks leave this half the floor, and they still beat us down the floor for
yeah.
a yeah. layup.
Yeah, because we were down there. Yeah, and Stewart just got behind. She was just standing under the basket. The long pass, three-quarter court pass over the top, and there it was, an easy layup. And then that time, the last time Abby Davidson had taken the shot, and she was hustling to get back, and Stewart, there she was in the same spot underneath, and somebody else has to pick her up till Abby gets back there. All right, streaks will bring it the length of the court. 1:58 to play, first quarter, trailing 13-8. Grace
Here's
Nelson.
2-1-2.
Full court or half court trap, and Grace just dribbles right through. They don't get the trap. Nice job breaking, but now she picked up on the wing. Now gets to Cadence on the right baseline. Swing it to Kira on the left wing. She'll penetrate to the left elbow.
Nice
dump down to Abby Lingenfelder. Oh. Can't hit the shot. Rebound, Juniper Schwartzman. Kicks it back out to Cadence. Three-pointer from the right side. They airballed that one. She was way off, and I'm not sure. I think she was just trying to set quickly to get the shot off before the defender closed out, so we'll bring it back the other way.
Well, that's one that Abby Lingenfelder, you know, yeah. would like back because that was a gimme 2 points. Trouble,
McDuffie,
dribble.
Yeah, okay. McDuffie just doubled. She was going to try to make a pass, and I think she was looking for Allison, and then Allison took off, and she picked it up and dribbled again. The official saw it, though. So
the official behind the play didn't see it, but the official over here on the sideline caught it.
How many turnovers on them now?
That's three for them.
Three. All right, I forgot. I didn't count the first one. Now, Cadence, right wing, out high, right side. Grace Nelson to Kira, out high on the left side. Left baseline to Cadence. She'll fire the three. Missed that one off the rim. McDuffie with a rebound. McDuffie, right wing to Allison. She'll fire the wide open three. Missed it, though. Rebound Kira for the Streaks. She'll bring it up herself. 104 to play in the quarter. Kara Kilgore to Grace Nelson, right of the center circle. Takes it back to the left. Streaks trail 13-8. Left wing Kara out to Grace Nelson. Out high right side to Cadence. Right baseline it goes to Kara. She'll fire the three. Too strong. Weak side rebound. Juniper Schwartzman kicks out to Grace. Nice job on the offensive glass by Juniper Schwartzman. Nearly had another one down there a little bit ago. Cadence right wing. Abby Lingenfelder post up, and she had a lane to the basket. Didn't see it. Now to Kira, left wing. Three-pointer no good. Abby Lingenfelder with a rebound. Leans in, reverses. Comes up short. Juniper Schwartzman had it knocked away. Oh, they're going to give it to Rock Island. I thought they knocked it away from her. Nice hustle on the offensive glass. Streaks just not able to convert.
Well, that's the big thing. Unfortunately, there, Abby left short again, just barely short, as she did a nice job reversing around the defense on that one.
Tamaya Jamison, 5'8", junior in for Rock Island. McDuffie will bring it across. She'll go to the right wing to Rice. Back to McDuffie out high on the right side. 20 seconds to play. Gets picked from Stewart. Goes left. Pulls up. Inside it goes to Stewart. Turns. Puts up a little baby hook. Got it up and in. That was a good move. I think she's going to be able to get it off. 9 to play. 15-8. Alexis Edgerson swings it to Kiara left wing. With 4 to play. Now Abby Lingenfelder. She still don't know how much time. Now a high pass to Alexis Edgerson. Underneath to Juniper Schwartzman at the buzzer and good.
They counted it.
And a foul. And
oh,
one.
Wow.
And one. What a great play. Not only Alexis Edgerson. Are they not saying there's a foul? Yeah, they are. So Alexis Edgerson quickly, she had to go high to catch the pass, got it into Juniper. Juniper knew how much time was left. She immediately went up in the air when she got it up off the glass at the buzzer. And, free throw in and out and back in. So a nice 3-point play.
She didn't even have a chance to readjust because she knew she had such a little time on.
Foul was called on, who did it go against?
32, Butler.
Was she in? I thought that was still, no, we don't, yeah, okay, yeah, because we
I don't know,
didn't
that's
have a foul
board
call.
Says.
Yep, gotta be, I didn't even see she was in. So, Javaya Butler with a foul. And that comes, the ends the first quarter. It is Rock Island 15, Galesburg 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Earth date present day. Dave's Autobody repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator in vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, Shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Autobody.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwab luck.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank at Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Blackthorn Hill Nature Preserve, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Wear a yellow WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Wordsmith Bookshop in downtown Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back
no, there's no time on the clock.
Yeah, back here at Rock Island High School, we're getting ready to start the second quarter. They didn't have the 8 minutes on the clock, so the official stopped it now. Streaks with the ball to start the second quarter, trailing 15-11. Great end to the first quarter. Traditional three-point play by Juniper Schwartzman. Kira Kilgore, left baseline. Alexis Ederson fires a three, comes up short. Rebound. Oh, by Abby Davis,
again,
called for going over the back. Now, see, the only thing I don't like about it, the official right under the basket didn't call it. The official way on the opposite side of the floor in front of the Rock Island bench called it.
Yeah,
have been contact, but that's just a tough angle, I thought.
So, interestingly enough, about a month ago when we played these guys on January 4th at our place, we trailed 15-11 after the first quarter.
Really?
Yep.
I hope that means good things for us.
Right.
Amari McDuffie on the dribble out high on the left side, working against Alexis Ederson, goes right to the wing. Picks up, gives to Robinson. Today, Robinson tried to get inside.
Oh, they're going
to
call Abby again.
Yep, they tried to get inside to Bree Stewart. Abby reached over the top, knocked it away.
And Abby's got a half front there. Yeah. There's no reason to go through her from the backside. You've got a half front.
That's two quick fouls on Abby Davis, and the only two fouls in the basketball game on the streaks. McDuffie will inbound from the right baseline. Out high it comes to Jamison. Now back to McDuffie on the right wing. Also in for Rock Island is Mirhage? Is that how we pronounce that?
Mirhage.
Now Robinson with the three out high left side. Good. First, second of the ball game. Today Robinson with six and make it 18-11 Rock Island. 7:03 to play first half. Capri Ferguson will set for the streaks. Cross midcourt, picks it up right of the center circle. Has to hand off to Abby Lienfelter. Nice dump underneath to Abby Davidson. Left baseline, 10-footer. Too strong. Rebound comes away to McDuffie. McDuffie on the run. Got Capri to beat. Nice
Should
defense by Capri.
Yes.
Good defense by Capri Ferguson. And that's two fouls on Amari McDuffie. Great job by Capri Ferguson. She knew McDuffie was going to go to the basket.
Well, and I like that the official called the charge, because a lot of times you will see an official not make that charge call because she wasn't set and standing there.
Yeah.
Like, but she got in front of her. She held her ground, and she didn't jump into her. She took the contact in.
So McDuffie goes to the bench. Back in is Kayla Rice. Abby Davidson nearly stepped out on the near sideline. Now gets the kid help. The ball passed
on.
Down court it goes to Jamison. Jamison left side, too hard off the glass.
Chucked it.
Rebound
at the
bounces court. Around, goes to the four. Stewart comes away with it, puts it up, missed it. And now it is, Mirhage?
Yeah.
Comes away with it for Rock Island. Now it's Rice with it out high on the left side. Jamison between the circles, dribbles right, now back to left. Gives to Rice, top of the key, right side it goes to Stewart. Hands off to Rice, top of the key, Mirhage, left wing goes to Robinson. Fakes left, goes right, back out to Mirhage. She'll fire the three, missed it, rebound Capri Ferguson for the streaks. She'll run it up on the right side, 6 minutes to play. First half, streaks trail 18-11. Alexis Ederson with it, picks up, gives to Abby Davidson on the right baseline, back out high to Capri Ferguson. Capri dribbles left, gives to Kira, wide open out of the basket, to goes to Abby Davidson from Abby Lingefelter, and they got her across the arm. She up for the shot, probably would have had it, but they got her right on the elbow just as she was releasing, and it went too hard.
That one's going to go against Kayla
Rice. Oh, Rice. I thought it was Stewart there. So Rice gets her first foul. Abby Davidson to the free throw line with two shots for the streaks. First one is up, in and out, no good.
This is not a game that streaks can afford to be bad from the free throw line, because if they're going to win this one, they're going to need all the points they can get.
The 6'1 senior eyes the second. And missed it. Kara Kilgore with the rebound. Kara spins in the paint, puts it up, can't hit, gets her own rebound, puts there, it up
yeah,
again.
Yeah, I was going to say, that second time. The official over in front of us, the first one said that the girl stayed up, straight up and down. Fine, if that's what you're going to call. But the second one, there was definitely contact.
This time it's Bree Stewart. That's her first. Kara Kilgore to the free throw line. She's got 6 points, and this will be her first attempt from the line tonight. 18-11 streaks trail. First shot up. Bam, in and out, no good. My goodness, we're struggling from the line already tonight. One for, we hit the first one we attempted with Juniper Schwartzman, but now 0 for our last three. Juniper back in replacing Abby Davidson, who's got two fouls. Kara, second shot up and nailed that one. She's got 7, make it 18-12, Rock Island. 5:40 to play first half. McDuffie, right wing, it goes to Allison, who's back in. Top of the key, oof. Robinson. Kara nearly got a steal, but there got a foul. Now she got the steal. Kara Kilgore down the right side, kicks right wing to Cadence for three, too short. Kara keeps the rebound alive, and Abby Leofelter comes up with it. Coach Hall wanted an over the back. Probably could make an argument for that on Kara, but she's able to keep it alive. Capri picks up.
Capri's got to recognize right there they backed off of her.
And Kara somehow got it, tried to dump it down to Juniper Schwartzman, and it gets knocked out of bounds by Rock Island. Yeah, Capri picked it up, and they backed off of her, and she threw it right into the double team on Kara. Kira's able to come away with it, and the Streaks will have it back on the right baseline. Capri to inbound, and it comes left baseline. Kara for three, too strong. Rebound, Juniper Schwartzman, weak side, up off the glass and in.
There you go, Juniper. Have yourself a game.
Another offensive rebound. Quickly back the other way. Allison, three, left wing, wide open, missed it. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter. 18-14, streak trail.
Six already for Abby Lingenfelter.
Gets to Kara down in the left corner. Now lost the handle. Too high on the pass from Abby, and Kara.
Well, the defense jumped out at her, so she just tried to float it even higher and threw it over the top of Kara. It's, you want to pass, take that up, and throw it down. A little bounce pass would have done the trick there.
McDuffie back in with two fouls, 4:36 to play in the half. Allison near just inside the top of the key with it. Down to the right block to Robinson, fakes and got Cadence in there. Shouldn't
that should
count
be
the
no.
Sh-
yeah. No, yeah, I like this official. He seems to be in line with.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you see the continuation there, but the contact was well before that she went up for that shot.
She made the fake, and that's when Cadence went up and came down on her, and that was a foul, and it's on the floor. First on Cadence. McDuffie to inbound for the right baseline to Stewart down on the right block against Adam Infelter. Hooked her, missed the shot though, but Allison gets a weak side rebound. Kicks out to Rice. Rice stops back to Allison, fakes, drives, and gets to Stewart right side. Kicks it back out to McDuffie. McDuffie penetrates, a little runner in the paint is up and good. She's got 5, and it's 20-14 Rocks. 4:10 to play here in the first half. Kara, left wing to Abby Leofelter, top of the key. Take that three, Abby.
Well, she's hit him in recent games. I don't know why she's.
Capri on the dribble. Brings it back out high. Gives to Kara on the left
good
wing.
Good pass that time by Capri. Kara
got called for the travel. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. I thought for sure we were going to get a block call there.
How many turnovers do we have now?
Five.
Five on us. Okay.
Timeout.
Yep, we're going to have a mass timeout now. 3:51 to play in the first half. It is Rock Island 20, Galesburg 14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL. Galesburg's Chocolate Festival returns Saturday, February 19th and Sunday, February 20th. The annual fundraiser for Galesburg's Historical Society is bigger than ever with two exciting events. Saturday, head to the Vault at Reserve Artisan Ales from 7 to 10 for adults-only dinner, desserts, and entertainment. Then Sunday, the Vault will host a family-friendly day of sweet treats from 11 to 4. Get all the details on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. The latest headlines and hot topics with fun, entertaining conversations. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
3:51 to play first half. Streaks trail to Rock Island Rocks 2014. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at Rock Island High School. And, we've taken care of the ball fairly well, but Eric, like you said, we got to make better passes and just recognize where the defense is at. You know, they're pressuring us. But actually not as much as they did earlier. They came out with heavy, heavy pressure. Hasn't been as much throughout this second quarter.
Well, I think after McDuffie picked up that second foul, Coach Hall went to the 2-1-2 to try to preserve some fouls for her. because he knows she has a hard time not getting aggressive.
Rice and Coach That's Massey two. Wants to travel. They didn't call. She stepped over the three-point arc and put the long two in. That's five for Kayla Rice, make it 23-14.
23?
Yeah, should be
should 24. Be 22-14.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, they gave her a three, and it was not a three. Right wing, Cadence down to Juniper Schwartzman on the block, put it up, and the shot was – oh, they're going to go give it to Rock High. I'm going to say it went off Juniper last. Did that shot get blocked, the first one?
I think it might have.
All right, so it goes back to the Rocks. 3:14 to play. They've got an eight-point lead. Should be 22-14. This is Allison just inside the top of the key for Rock Island. And a steal by Abby Lingefelter. Abby gets to Capri. She'll bring it across left to the center circle. Abby Lingefelter, Caden Slidick, tried to swing it over to
Well, the Streaks have got to quit doing that. They've got to see where the defenders are. They're just chucking the ball across the floor.
And plus where she was throwing it, Kiara was already gone from that spot. The defender fortunately knocked it out of bounds. Then it comes to Abby Lingefelter right back to Kiara. Fires a three left wing. Good! Abby Lingefelter to Kiara Kilgore. First three for the Streaks, and it's 22-17. McDuffie with it right wing to Rice. Rice, Allison top of the key. Now McDuffie between the circles goes left. Guarded by Caden Slider. 2:31 to play here in the half. McDuffie out high left side to Rice. Swing it over to Allison on the right wing. Allison looks over the defense. Free throw line to Stewart down the right side lane. Kicks back out to Rice. Fires a long three-pointer. Good. Miles. She was over in front of the Streaks bench. That's her second of the game. She's got eight. Now Kiara has it left wing. Puts up another three. Too strong on that one. McDuffie with a rebound. 2:04 to play. And McDuffie drives in and somehow split the defender. She got up and in. She's got seven, and Coach Massey calls a timeout.
Well, the score's still wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's noticed it from the Streak side, but because they don't have any free throws, right?
No, nope.
So they've hit one, two, three, four, five, three, so there should be an odd-numbered score.
15, 17, 19. 21, 23, 25, 20. Yeah, it should be 27. Yeah, they've got 27. Because she was obviously over the line.
Right, and Coach Massey pointed down.
Yeah, he did. And he did not indicate a three. The official saw it because Coach Massey was wanting to travel, which it looked like she did. But, yeah, she was obviously stepped over the line. And you know, the scores here, he didn't indicate a three. He pointed down
right.
when she shot it. So they've got an extra point here. Hopefully we're not like Quincy and that it's not what's on the scoreboard, it's what's in the scorebook,
right.
The official scorebook. And that's what happened to Quincy. They wouldn't rectify their mistake of the extra foul on Kiara in the first half. So hopefully that won't make a difference here. But we don't know that that's what the scorebook says. But usually they will, you know, this person with the running the scoreboard will check with the official scorekeeper. So,
Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. All right, Streaks with the basketball. Under 2 minutes to play here in the half. Trailing 28-17, or 27-17. Right wing, Lexis Edgerson, top of the key. Abby, Kiara now left wing. She'll drive baseline. Gets cut off, gets out to Grace. Now right wing, Alexis.
Alexis has to be ready to shoot there.
Now she's got it back on the right wing. Missed Juniper post up. Now Abby Lingefelter, nice move, but has to kick it back out to Grace. Left wing to Kiara. Fakes, penetrates, back to Grace, top of the key. And she could have had a shot there. Didn't take it. Now Kiara fakes again. The three. Kicks back out to Grace. Now she'll fire the three, top of the key.
There she goes.
Can't be shy to shoot the ball.
No.
Grace puts it in.
They're banking on the fact that the only person that's going to shoot the ball is Kiara.
Yeah.
So
you've
got to be willing to shoot it.
27-20, 1:10 to play. Now a steal by Abby Lingefelter. Now Grace Nelson with it out between the circles to Kiara Kilgore, left wing. She'll fire the three. Good!
Needed that.
27-23, 57 seconds to play. McDuffie on the right wing in front of the Streaks bench goes baseline cut off by Alexis Edgerson. Now tries again and gets through, leans in, gets it up off the glass and in. That was a tough shot. Alexis played good defense except for the fact she gave up the baseline there. 39 seconds to play. Alexis Edgerson with it. Kicks out to Grace Nelson. Now in the paint, it's Abby Lingefelter down the left side of the lane. Puts it up.
There you go.
And Robinson fell, hurt an ankle or something. Gets up slowly. Abby Lingefelter with her second basket. And it's 29-25, 20 seconds to play. They get to Stewart mid-post, knocked away by Abby Lingefelter. Grace Nelson comes away with it. 14 to play. Grace in the backcourt. McDuffie pressuring. Now gets it across to Kira, left wing. Back to Grace with 9. Grace to Alexis, right wing.
Grace
with 6.
Alexis.
Now Grace going to put up the long 3. Ooh. Too strong. 2 seconds to play. And Rice knocked away the rebound and pulls it away from Abby Lingefelter. We have played one half of basketball. It is Rock Island 29, Galesburg 25. We're going to have to maybe go check the official score book at half because if they don't have them for a free throw, there's no way.
I'll go to
that. All right, so Eric's going to go consult with them. We'll take a timeout at halftime. It is Rock Island 29, Galesburg 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
What happened with Wentworth's collision repair?
I told him you better call Dave's. Dave's Auto Body, but that repair looks like a Hollywood actor with bad Botox and a weird facelift. Dave's doesn't dink around with cheap knockoffs. They restore to factory specs, and his techs get continuing primo training. And Dave's lifetime warranty beats the boogers out of the wannabe Dave shops. Hey, kids, here comes Wentworth again.
Dave's Auto Body.
Now try not to stare.
You better call Dave.
Hey, Wentworth. Are you crying?
This is Autumn Cantarini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with 2 fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Mark Patrick Seminars is coming to Galesburg Saturday, February 19th for one day only. Register now at galesburg.info, keyword stop smoking. No matter how many times you've tried in the past to stop smoking, this program is designed to help you eliminate your desire to smoke without willpower, without cravings, without irritability, without weight gain, or your money back. You can become a non-smoker. Saturday, February 19th at the Best Western Prairie Inn in Galesburg. Register now at galesburg.info, keyword stop smoking.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at Rock Island High School. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Rock Island Rocks, and the official scorer does have it as 30-25, but it's 29-25. They counted a two-pointer by Kayla Rice as a 3, and she, I mean, the officials, they got it right because she stepped inside the top of the key, and he pointed at the 4, saying this was a 2 attempt, and she made it, and the official scorer counted it as a 3. So we'll see if that's a factor and what happens with that. So, yeah, we'll see. All right. So the Streaks trailing 29-25 here. Not a bad first half, Eric. We kind of withstood that onslaught at the beginning. We knew we were going to get. I'm actually just a little bit surprised that same defensive intensity didn't keep up. But like you said, that Coach Hall trying to protect McDuffie and protect them from getting in more foul trouble, because you had McDuffie with 2, then you had Stewart with 1, Rice with 1 as well. You had Butler come off the bench with 1. So dropping back in that zone, not quite as much pressure, but we did withstand that initial onslaught.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. You've got to let – they're going to get some runs because they're a good basketball team, but – it's all about how you respond, and in this situation, the Streaks have responded pretty well. Now, what you need to do is, when you come back out this time, is you've got to be a little bit more aggressive offensively. There's a lot of girls that haven't been willing to take open shots. I think you just got to take the shots and try to get the rebounds. When we played this team last time, we out-rebounded them 35-18 in the game, including 10-6 on the offensive end. I just feel like you've got to get those shots in the air.
So the Streaks trail 29-25 at halftime here at Rock Island. The upcoming schedule tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys are in action. They will be at Geneseo to take on the Maple Leafs. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell will have that one for you. Jeremy's able to cover that one now. So Brad and Jeremy will have it for you. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip here on WGIL. And then on Saturday afternoon, we have got the GHS girls will be back up here in Rock Island, but next time around at Alleman. Now, prior to that, we'll pick up the broadcast of the Illinois game. They'll be in Indiana Saturday, pregame at 10. The game will tip at 11. So we will carry that game up until our pregame at about 1:10 here on WGIL. All right, Streak Trail 29-25. We'll take a timeout, come back, run out our halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streak's Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. No other city in Illinois is getting this amount of grant money to build a new library, and we're not going to let it pass us by. This is Heather Sipes, Executive Director of the Galesburg Public Library Foundation. The new Galesburg Public Library construction is moving forward. It will be a warm, inviting place to read and research while offering cutting-edge technology and programs for all residents. To see what the new library will look like, stop in or go to galesburg.info, keyword library. Because we're not just building a library, we're connecting a community.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Mandy Balser from WGIL. This Saturday from 4 to 8, join the Avon Fire Department for their annual soup supper. A free will donation gets you homemade chili or vegetable soup and dessert. All money raised will be used to purchase special equipment for the department. Learn more on the community events calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, your registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, where you receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation when you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low of 5. The wind chill as low as 8 below 0. Some sunshine tomorrow, high of 22. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 2 below. And Saturday, sunny with a high of 24. It's 12 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime back here at Rock Island. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, Streaks Trail 29-25. Well, that's the actual score, and that's not what the scoreboard or the official scorer says, but we'll see. Oh, Coach Massey's over there talking to him now. I don't know if it's about that. It's soon. All right. Well, Streaks were outscored 15-11 in the first quarter. The teams played even at 14 apiece in that second quarter. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Kira Kilgore with 13 points, three twos, a couple of threes, and one for two from the line. 4 points for Abby Leifelter on a couple of baskets. Grace Nelson with 3 points on a three. 5 points for Juniper Schwartz, went on two baskets and a free throw. She had a traditional three-point play in the first half. Streaks, the three three-pointers, two for five from the free throw line. Rock Island led by Amari McDuffie with 9 points, a three and three twos. 8 points for Kayla Rice with two threes and a two. 6 for Danae Robinson on a couple of threes. And that's all they're scoring. They hit 5 three-pointers and they did not attempt any free throws in the first half.
Streaks turned the ball over 5 times, 8 turnovers for Rocky. Streaks do have a 15-14 advantage on their rebounding end, including 8-3 on the offense boards. Rocky shot the ball 12 of 21 from the field, 5 of 9 from downtown. Streaks were 10 of 29, 3 of 13 from downtown.
I really want to say something. The official will remember the play because Coach Matthews complained about a travel on that, so they'll know it was a 2.
Well, yeah, and I don't know, to what line do we get involved in this?
Because I know,
I mean, I told Biddle, and he...
Yeah. It's still wrong on the scoreboard, so who knows? Well, we'll see. All right, halftime here, Streak Trail 30-25. And, 29-25. Scoreboard says 30. It's 29-25 is the score. So, interesting. We'll see you know, and the way this game is going, who knows if that will make a difference.
Well, that's always worries you is that one point, does that change things at the end of the game?
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. All right, just about ready to bring you the second half here. Streaks trailing 29-25, and it will be Rock Island basketball to start the second half. Streaks, let's see how they come out. Abby Davidson has two fouls. Caden Slidick with one foul. McDuffie with two for Rock Island. Stewart and Rice also with a foul apiece for the Rocks. Well, they're not changing the scoreboard, so my guess is we're not changing the official score. So it's the starting five for the Streaks. Abby Leifelter, Kara Kilgore, Caden Slidick, Grace Nelson, Abby Davidson. Rocks will inbound. It will be Allison to inbound from midcourt right in front of us here. The official's giving me the ball now. Oh, he's switching masks. That's all right. I thought he was just handing me the ball. I don't know. I was ready to play.
You're in.
I know. All right. Well, now we're ready to go here. It'll be Allison to inbound for the Rocks. I guess he had a halftime mask and he's got a game mask. McDuffie with it, and she'll trigger the offense. Out high right side to Rice, working against Grace Nelson. To Robinson, top of the key. Good defense by Kara Kilgore. She stepped around the screen because Robinson thought she was getting an easy three, and she had to get rid of it. Allison gets to McDuffie inside the top of the key. Backdoor pass to Robinson down on the right block. Fakes, then puts it up off the glass and in. Janae Robinson with eight now. And it's going to be hard to keep track. I look up the board. It's 30.
I would just go with what's on the board. Yeah. 32-25, and because I don't think we're going to get the benefit of this one.
No.
Especially considering nobody from the Streaks even called it out at halftime.
Kara Kilgore drives right baseline, kicks it back out to Abby Lingefelter at the left elbow, missed the 15-footer, rebound comes away to Rice. She lost a handle and fell over, somehow got it to McDuffie. McDuffie on the dribble, underneath to Allison, wide open under the basket.
Again.
Yep.
You've got to get back down the floor against this team. They are going to eat you alive if you continue to walk down the floor or
McDuffie
jog down the floor.
Sees the floor really well.
There's a foul on Rice.
As Cadence was trying to get to Abby Davis to post up, as Abby went up for the pass, Rice used her hip to push her out away from the paint, and that's going to be her second foul now. Under 7 minutes to play first half. Streets trailing 34-25. Grace Nelson to inbound. And it comes to Abby Lingefelter, dangerous passer. Abby able to reel it in out high on the left side. Puts her on the floor.
I thought there was a lot of contact from Danae Robinson there.
Yeah, when Abby went to put the ball on the floor, she couldn't because I think Robinson got her across the arm. So that's sixth streak turnover. 6:45 to play third quarter. 34-25 Rocks. Left wing, Robinson gets to McDuffie. Top of the key, goes right. Hesitation dribble, then puts shot up off the glass, can't hit it. Rebound, Abby Lingefelter. Abby on the dribble. Gives to Grace Nelson. Grace on the right wing, and to Abby Davidson down the right block.
Traveled
with it. She tried to, if she would have just gone straight up, she might have been a little too far into the basket when she brought it down. I'm not sure. That's why I think she tried to gather herself and move back a little bit and shuffled the feet there.
Yeah.
Seven streak turnovers, two here in the second half. 34-25. Rocks with a lead. Allison near the right sideline, gets it back to McDuffie between the circles. She'll take it to the left, goes to the wing, looking for Stewart. Good defense fronting by Abby Lingefelter. Now it's back to McDuffie, near steal by Cadence Leidick. McDuffie with it, gets it back out to Allison, top of the key, dribbles right, gets a pick from Stewart. Good defense by Abby Davidson staying with her. Back to McDuffie out high on the right side, working against Cadence Leidick. Underneath, gets over the top to Stewart. Missed the shot, but Abby Lingefelter got the bump from behind. That's going to be her first foul. Yeah, you can front for so long, but then at some point you got to have help coming from behind when that pass goes in.
Well, or if you see the pass going in and you think it's going to be deep enough, you got to quickly swing around to the baseline side.
So Bree Stewart to the free throw line. That's their first attempt from the line, and she makes it. And it's 35-25, biggest lead of the ball game. For Rock Island, 5:50 to play here in the third quarter. Stewart, second shot is away. Missed it. Rebound, Abby Lingefelter. Now Kiera will bring it up for the Streaks. Met by McDuffie. Gives to Abby Davidson between the circles. Right wing to Grace Nelson. Grace right in the hand of Kayla Rice. And the Streaks with their third turnover of the half. Eight for the game.
Travel.
Stewart got behind the Streaks defense. Missed the shot. Abby Leonfelter kept the rebound alive. Kiara Kilgore comes away with it.
I think Stewart got away with a travel, too, because she never put that ball on the floor and kind of shuffled her feet to get to the basket.
Now Cadence drives into the paint, too strong off the glass.
Nice
the rebound right to Kiara. Couldn't hit the shot. Now the ball comes loose, and coming away with it is Robinson. Robinson down the right side. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Oh, my goodness. Abby blocked the shot, and Robinson's momentum took her into her, and they're going to give her two shots. Her momentum took her into Abby Davidson. That's three fouls now. That was a tough one. Abby, she swatted down at it, but she got the ball, and then Robinson's momentum took her in. And if anything, if it was a foul, I would call offense. I probably wouldn't call anything, but I don't know how you get two shots out of that. Yeah. First free throw no good by Danae Robinson. That quickly brings Juniper Schwartzman back in to replace Abby Davidson. That's three fouls. Second free throw good for Robinson. 5:08 to play here in the third quarter. Cadence Leidick on the right wing with it on the floor in front of the Treats bench. Now gets to Abby Lingefelter between the circles. Gets to Kiara down on the right baseline. Leans in. Gets to Juniper Schwartzman. And
gets stripped.
Yep, got stripped there. And that is four turnovers now here in the third quarter. Now McDuffie. Nice block by Cadence Leidick.
I'm not sure that I don't know how that becomes Rocky ball because Cadence blocked that right back onto the top of McDuffie.
Yeah, and it went out of bounds, but it goes back to the rocks, and it comes to Allison right wing. Now right baseline back to McDuffie outside the three-point arc. Over the top, tried to get it to Stewart, knocked away by Abby Leonfelter. Rice comes away with a 15-footer left wing, in and out no good, and McDuffie gets free for the rebound. Now to Rice, left baseline to Stewart, lost the handle, gets it back to Allison now on high left side. Now McDuffie, top of the key, 429.
Nobody's
wide
on.
Open.
Yep.
Robinson under the basket left side, got free and lays it up and in.
Somebody lost Robinson.
She's got 11.
8-0 run to start this quarter for Rocky.
38-25. Kara, top of the key, long three-pointer from straight on. No good. Juniper Schwartzman hustling after the rebound. Tried to save it in bounds, but stepped on the sideline. Good hustle. She's trying to keep McDuffie away from the ball, and she had to make a decision. Do I block her away from it or go after the ball? She decided to go after the ball. So it's going to go back to the Rocks with 4:07 to play. Trailing 38-25. McDuffie brings it across. She just caught the ball. She carries it a little bit, but she literally that time caught the ball and then turned it over. Allison
Three
tried
seconds.
To get it underneath, and yep, that's the call. Good call, Eric. That's their first turnover of the second half, and we're going to have a mask timeout. 3:55 to play here in the third quarter. It's Rock Island 38. Galesburg 25, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to YemAuto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit YemAuto.com to get your offer today.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
55 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks have not scored. They've turned the ball over four times in the quarter. They've got nine for the game after, you know, pretty good protection of the basketball in the first quarter, and especially for as good as defense as Rock Island plays.
Yeah, it's one of those things right now where I think the Streaks are getting a little bit complacent. They're coming down, and the defense is ratcheted back up, and so they're kind of being a little sloppy with their passes. You got to pick it up and realize what Rocky's trying to do. They're really trying to keep the ball away from Kiara, and so there's going to be openings for other people, but girls have to be ready to shoot.
All right, Streaks for the basketball. Kiara will come across and set it, met by McDuffie, gives to Abby Lingefelter out there in the center circle.
I thought Abby was going to take that.
Now it's Abby, gets to Kiara on the left wing, drives baseline, puts up a little 10-footer. Good. Nice move by Kiara. First basket of the second half for the Streaks. Kiara with 15, 38-27.
Streaks desperately needed a bucket there.
Allison kicks back out to McDuffie out high on the right side near midcourt. Gets a pick from Stewart. Cadence fights through. Now Allison has the top of the key. Gets back to McDuffie on the left wing. Down the left block, it goes to Stewart.
Stewart has
kicks
him left
it out
the lane.
To Rice. She missed the three-pointer. The rebound comes out long. Stewart tried to save it inbounds. It can go back the other way, though. 3:12 to play in the third. 38-27 is the Rock Island lead. Capri Ferguson will trigger this time. She's in there with Caden Flatter, Juniper Schwartzman, Abby Lingefelter, and Kara Kilgore. And Capri's pass knocked away by Rice. It'll go back to the Streaks here on the near sideline, just to the left of our broadcast position here on the floor. Here to inbound, and it comes to Capri. Working against Rice, and nearly
lost
the
handle.
Yeah. Now Capri looking for help, and it gets pushed, knocked over. No call now. Ivan Lingefelter with it.
I don't know how the Streaks got out of that, because Capri was laying on the floor, so yeah. Eric could only go one way.
Now the Streaks turned over anyway, and Kiera's going to get called for a foul. And Coach Massey's wondering, what about out here at midcourt, all the bumping and pushing?
Yeah, I don't know how you call that foul and let all this... Yeah, out here go. I mean, I'm good with consistency. If you're gonna, if you're gonna let it go, you gotta let that go underneath
and,
there.
And which I think most of the first half it was pretty consistent. They were letting play. It was there was a,
no.
A
I,
lot
I thought
of contact,
the officiating was pretty good in the first half.
But just there, that sequence, like okay, you got now a steal by Cadence Leidick. Cadence down the right side beats McDuffie, lays up and gets fouled from behind. That's three on Amari McDuffie. Shot was no good, but McDuffie picks up. She let Cadence go by and thought she was going to get the block from behind and grabbed her arm. So Cadence Leidick goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's yet to score in this game. Can cut it to 10 or 9 or 8, depending on who's keeping score. First free throw is up and good.
Unfortunately, it's the official scorer who obviously doesn't know what a two-point signal means.
Or when you see somebody standing inside the three-point arc.
Right. I mean, it was a pretty obvious one.
It was.
We could see it from over here.
Missed the second one. Rice with a rebound. She'll bring it down, stop. Looks underneath to Robinson. Lost a hand. Lost a step out of bounds. And that's going to be...
She was amongst the cheerleaders there when she hit that one.
11 turnovers now for Rock Island. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. 2:22 to play. Streaks trail by 10 now. 2:19. Capri Ferguson bounces for Abby Lingefelter. Nope, bounces way too hard. And it's it got tapped. So it is going to go back to the Streaks. Robinson got a hand on it. So Kiera will inbound from in front of the Streaks bench.
Coach Hall not happy with this call. He thinks it should be his ball, but I'm pretty sure it hit Robinson in the foot. Robinson didn't even contest that it hit her in the foot.
I say it seemed like it went awfully fast out of bounds on the pass. Now Capri dribbles right, gives to Abby Lingefelter between the circles. Inside it goes to Juniper. Can't hit the shot, but she gets fouled, and this is going to go either Allison or Rice. Goes against Allison. That's her first. And that'll put Juniper Schwartzman at the free throw line. She
Coach Hall trying to get a timeout here. Still trying to get a timeout.
And I understand it's hard because it's so loud and so echoey in here. You don't know who's yelling what. And it's bad enough where we're at on the sidelines, but out on the floor, who knows? All right, so 2:01 to play in the third. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide transportation to all Streaks road games, whether it's girls basketball, boys basketball, football. They get us where we're going in a very nice vehicle tonight. It's a 2019 Nissan Murano. It is the SV model. It's all-wheel drive, and I love the ride on the Murano. A little bit kind of the midsize SUV. Very, very comfortable ride. And got me through leaving Canton the other night. It was not very nice out. We had ice and a little bit of snow on top of the ice, and got me where I needed to go. I felt safe and really, really nice. When you're going to want to check this one out, it's white in color, and it's $31,995. Stop by and check this one out. Talk to them there if you're looking for something brand new. It's sometimes they're not easy to get, but they can get it for you. They're getting shipments in all the time. You just got to be ready to buy, and they'll help you out. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. Juniper Schwartzman at the free throw line for the Streaks. First shot is up and missed it. 2:01 to play third quarter. Rock Island 38, Galesburg 28. 5 points for Juniper Schwartzman. Came in and sparked the Streaks early in the game. Second shot up and good. And that'll bring Abby Davidson back in. She'll replace Juniper. Abby back in with three fouls with 2:01 to play. So now we're down to a 9 or 8 point lead. I guess we have to say 9. This is Rice on the dribble on high right side. Top of the key goes to Allison. left wing to McDuffie. McDuffie working against Alexis Edgerson. Spins, thought she traveled, came up short with a shot. Alexis Edgerson with a rebound. Alexis on the run, right side, picks up, gives to Capri Ferguson, right of the center circle. Capri on the dribble, 1:36 to play. Abby Lingenfelt to tab of the key to Kiera in the left corner, fires a three, ooh, too strong. Alexis Edgerson had the rebound and got hit from behind by McDuffie, but now Allison's going to be called for a foul for reaching in. So that's her second foul. I don't know how you missed the one on McDuffie,
right?
Banging Alexis from behind and knocking the ball away, but Allison picks up her second foul. That's now 14 fouls on Rock Island in the second half. Capri to inbound from the left baseline, and it comes to Kiera out high left side to Alexis Edgerson. Right wing, puts on the floor, picks up, now looks for help. Gets to Capri, she'll bring it back out and reset the offense.
Yeah, good job by Capri coming up to make herself available.
Now it's Kiera out high left side. Back in the zone, coming out and pressuring a little bit, especially when Kiera gets the ball. Now Capri with it. Thought about going back door to Kiera, probably a good thing she did. Allison was waiting for that one. Now Capri with it. Inside to Abby Davidson, back out to Alexis Edgerson. Right elbow, kicks out to Abby Lingenfelter for three. Short rebound, Kiera puts up a little runner, can't hit, and rebound Alexis Edgerson. Great hustle by the sophomore. Bounces to Abby Davidson, 10-footer right, baseline is good. Good hustle by the Streaks on the offensive glass. Abby Davidson the recipient, now it's 38-31 with 40 seconds to play in the quarter. Is that 1 point that they shouldn't have going to make a difference in this one? We'll see.
Yeah.
Rice in the center circle with 31. Gets a pick from Stewart. Stops on the left wing. Still on the dribble. Kicks back out to McDuffie between the circles. Inside to Rice. Overthrew her. Or rather Stewart. And Abby Lingenfelter comes away with it for the Streaks with 20 seconds to play. Left wing. Kiera Kilgore out high left side. Abby Lingenfelter. Capri Ferguson lost the handle on it. Streaks turn it over. This is Rice down the left side. One to beat. Puts it up and in. That's unfortunate. Nice run by the Streaks. 6 seconds to play. They can still get another one. Capri. Abby Lingenfelter, right wing to Alexis Edgerson. She'll fire the three way short at the buzzer. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is Rock Island 40, Galesburg 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care love your vision. They love them so much that if something really bad happens to your eyes after hours, one of their doctors will get up out of bed and meet you at their office to provide emergency care. It's true. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it's an emergency related to your eye, you can skip the ER and call Kehoe Eye Care.
Your eyes are too precious to put on hold in an emergency.
So Sunday afternoon, Wednesday at midnight, the Tuesday after next at 8:30, Kehoe is there for you.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Employers say it's hard to find good people.
People looking for work say it's hard to find a good job.
Find both at Galesburg.info.
This local resource is the perfect place for local employers to post open positions and local candidates to find good work. Galesburg.info. Keyword jobs.
How would you like some free cash? Well, just wear the new yellow WGIL button and you could be a winner like Steve Schwab of Galesburg. He took home $30. You could be a winner as well from WGIL.
8 minutes to play here at Rock Island. Tom Meredith there. Gibson Streaks trail 40-31. They were outscored 11-6 in that third quarter. Alexis Edgerson right wing streak for the basketball and nearly turned it over. Capri able to reel it in. And now the pass. Oh, I thought it got kicked away by McDuffie. Kicked it. It went off her leg and they're pointing the other way. They missed that one. Well, so the Streaks turn it over to start the fourth quarter.
Well, Alexis Edgerson has to be ready to shoot the basketball. Capri got it to her wide open because she was being triple teamed, and Alexis didn't pull the trigger. You've got to be, if you're going to be a shooter, you got to be ready to pull that trigger the moment you get the basketball.
McDuffie with it out near the center circle. Dribbles left. Now stops. Long three-pointer way off the mark. Hit the bottom of the glass, and Kiera comes away with a rebound. Down court goes to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Got knocked away from her, and now she threw it away.
Well, you got to go to the ball if you're Kiera right there. You saw Alexis get bottled up.
McDuffie now goes out to Allison, and her three-pointer's in and out, no good. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Kiera now out high on the left side, back to Grace Nelson. Grace near the center circle, 7:05 to play, Streaks trail 40-31.
No movement. No movement.
Yep. Abby Lanfeld, he'll fire the three out high left side. No good. And, boy, as, again, Alexis Edgerton going for the rebound. And Rice pushed it from behind. She ended up under the basket. Rocky comes away with it. Now, come on. Now McDuffie drives in, ran into Abby Lingenfelter, goes to the floor, and the foul's going to go on Abby. That is her second foul. Alexis Edgerton, the same thing that happened when Abby Davidson went up for the pass, and they called the foul on whoever it was, Stewart or whoever that was. Alexis was going up for the rebound. She started on the right side of the basket, ended up under the basket. They did not see that one. 6:48 to play. It is Rock Island 40, Galesburg 31. It'll be McDuffie to inbound from the right baseline. 14 fouls on the streaks. And
timeout by Coach Hall.
Yep. I don't know if he's worried about a five call or what. So it's a 30-second timeout with 6:48 to play. Oh, I can't. It's hard to say that it's 40-31 when it's actually 39-31, but it's going to stay that way.
Most likely.
It could come into play. I mean, it's still a close game. Streaks are going to have to, like I said, some more movement on offense and take better care of the basketball here in the fourth quarter than they did in that third. Rock Island basketball, McDuffie to inbound from the right baseline. Streaks with Abby Davidson, Abby Lingenfelter, Kira Kilgore, Grace Nelson, and Cadence Leidick.
Streaks turned the ball over more times in the third quarter than they did in the first half, 6-5.
And it comes to Rice, and the Streaks probably could have gotten a hold of that one. Now goes down to Stewart, right block, and can't hit. And
Stewart was in the lane for a long time, too.
Adam Lanfelter gets called for the foul. I don't know. Stewart goes to the free throw line with two shots. She was
not a lot of contact there.
Now, she was 1-for-2 in the third quarter. First one is up and too strong off the back of the rim.
Now you got box out if you're the Streaks. They haven't done a great job on these free throw box outs.
Bree Stewart, second shot is good. 2-for-4 for Stewart. She's got 8 points. Caden Slidick, right wing. Nice look underneath to Kara Kilgore. Kara puts it up and in, and a foul is going to be called on Robinson. Nice job by Kara. She was surrounded by three white jerseys, adjusted, took a dribble, got the shot up
and in. Kara might have gotten away with some steps, though, after she caught the ball, because she caught the ball and immediately shuffled to the right.
They couldn't see it with the three white jerseys around her. So they didn't call Robinson. They called Butler or Jamison. They have her for two. I only had her for...
And the free throw's off Emily Allison with the rebound.
41-33, 6:28 to play. Rock Island with the lead. Rice out high on the right side. Right elbow goes to Jamison. Now McDuffie has it out right of the center circle. Working against Caden Slidick. Wants to clear out. Gets picked from Stewart. Goes to the left baseline. Kicks to Jamison at the free throw line. She gets the right side to Allison on
Stewart's
the wing.
Stewart was in the lane that entire possession.
Pass kicked away by Abby Davidson. It'll go back to Rock Island out far on the right baseline. I hear one of our fans behind us talk about her being in the lane. She's standing there now. Let's see on the count. She's still in 1, 2, 3. Now the shot goes up by Rice. Puts it up and in. Back to a 10-point lead, 43-33, 6 minutes to play. Now the Streaks turn it over. Try to get it down in the corner to Cadence. Way overthrew her. That is 8 turnovers in the half by the Streaks. 13 for the game. 5:55 to play. McDuffie's going to walk it up for the Rocks. Cross midcourt left side, met by Cadence Leidick. Gets a pick for Stewart. From Stewart, goes to the right wing. Gets to Allison, right elbow, kicks to the left wing to Rice. Rice goes baseline, puts up a little runner, bounces off short. Rebound was knocked away from
somehow
Abby
Rice got it back.
Yeah, got it to Stewart, missed a shot, gets her own rebound. And now foul, nope, travel. Oh, they're calling a foul on the floor. I hope before the shot. Yeah. And that's
going against Abby Lingenfelter too. That's her fourth.
Yeah. I don't know how you get that and you don't call the when Abby Davidson went up and somebody got her arm, took the rebound away from her. Pass over the top to Stewart, mid-post. Oh, now Kiera's going to get called. Roars, unless it's Abby. Nope, it's Kiera. That's her first.
Jones at seven.
Yep, that's going to put Stewart at the free throw line with a chance for the one and bonus. First foul on Kiara. Robinson back in. She replaces Jamison.
Something we haven't seen a lot this year. They're having her tuck the jersey in.
That is a first this year, isn't it?
I think a second. I think we saw one other time.
So Stewart at the free throw line. Chance of the one and bonus. First one is up. Missed it. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Grace Nelson brings it across. 5:20 to play.
10 rebounds out for Abby.
Kara Kilgore fakes the three. Pulls up with a 15-footer. Good! Kara trying to streak, keep the streaks in here. It's 43-35. 5:11 to play. Got to get some stops on the defensive end and not give up the offensive rebounds. Robinson out high on the left side. Top of the key to McDuffie. Picked from, that was a moving screen on Stewart that they didn't call there. Now it's Allison on the right wing. And a near steal by Caden Slidek. Knocked it right next to our table here. Just couldn't quite reel it in. So McDuffie will inbound from midcourt. Or actually it'll be Allison inbound from midcourt for the Rocks. 4:52 now to play. 43-35 Rock Island. This is Robinson left wing. To Allison just inside the top of the key. Down the right side lane. Kicks out to Rice. Stewart's been in the paint the whole time.
Yep. And unfortunately, Abby Lingenfelter on her and nothing she could do about it because she's got the four fouls, so she just had to let her take that shot.
And now Streaks turn it over. The pass got away from Kiara.
It's 10 turnovers in the second half now. 15 for the game for the Silver Streaks. Coach Massigan using timeout here.
All right, this is going to be a full. He's talking with the official about something. 4:29 to play in the ballgame. Is this a full? This is a full. We'll take one as well. 45-35 Rock Island. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM.
1400 AM.
WGIL.
4:29 to play. Streaks trail the Rock Island Rocks 45-35. It'll be Rock Island basketball out of the timeout after the Streaks turnover. It'll be Allison to trigger. McDuffie will bring it up. Streaks have Caden Flydick, Grace Nelson, Abby Lingenfelter, Abby Davidson, and Kiara Kilgore on the floor. 4:29 to play. Streaks need some stops and need to get something going on the offensive end. 10 turnovers here in the second half, 15 for the game. McDuffie out high right side. Picks up just to Allison at the free throw line. McDuffie wanted a back door. Now they get it inside to Rice. It's knocked away by Abby Davidson. Now a tie-up.
Well, and Rice pushed Abby Davidson away from the basketball. No call.
And unfortunately, possession arrow points toward the Rocks. Even though they're running the other way. McDuffie the inbound from the right baseline.
Yeah, when that ball went to the floor, it went to the floor under Rice, and she just shoved Abby Davidson.
McDuffie. Inbound pass thrown away by Caden Slidek.
I don't think I've seen that in a long time.
That was odd. Right into her hands, because usually it's hard to grab it, and it goes out of bounds. Now Abby Davidson on the baseline. Gets it inside of Kiara. A little five-footer up off the glass and in. Great job by Abby Davidson gathering that one in because the pass was off the mark and she was just about falling out of bounds. Lucky she didn't step out. Had the presence of mind to find Kiara in the lane who puts it up and in.
She's down eight. 3:49 left to go in this one.
Kiara with 21 in the game. 3:45 to play. Now McDuffie on the run left side. Pulls it back outside the three-point
arc. Backside. Nobody's on Robinson again.
Yep. Wide open up off the glass and in.
Can't do that. That's happened several times. Streaks have lost the player underneath the basket.
And McDuffie's going to find him. She sees the four really well. Caden Slidek right wing. 3:26 play. Streaks got to have a little urgency on offense. Now Abby Lingenfelter with three. Top of the key. In and out. No good. Abby Davidson keeps it alive. And nope. Going to go off of her last. Trying to had to tip it up a couple of times. And now it's going to be the mask timeout with 3:17 to play. Streaks trail 47-37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank at Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Galesburg Covenant Church, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3:17 to play here at Rock Island High School. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Rock Island Rocks 47-37. It'll be Rocks ball out of the timeout. Streaks starting five in. And it'll be Allison to trigger, and Rice will bring it up this time. McDuffie in the front court already. So Rice will bring it up for the Rocks. She'll be met by Grace Nelson in midcourt. Now gets to McDuffie out high on the right side, working against Caden Slida. Gets to Allison, now right baseline to Rice for three. Good. Kayla Rice, her third three-pointer of the game, even though they have her for four. Caden Slida underneath to Kara. Kara just took her eye off it because she was trying to get to the basket quickly and went right through her hands, and the Streaks turned it over. 50-37, Rocks, 2:46 to play.
That was a big three. That might be the difference maker in this one.
McDuffie just pushed Cadence's hand away, and two officials saw it. No call. Allison on the dribble. A near steal. Now a travel, and they didn't call it. She moved. She was all the way over here. She moved all the way almost to midcourt. They didn't call it.
Streaks fans want the push off there on McDuffie.
Now Allison with a 2:21 to play. Streaks playing good defense this time. Now it's Robinson on the right wing. Robinson bounces to McDuffie down on the right block, spins and falls over. Travel. Yeah. I think she thought she was going to get a foul call there. Alexis Edgerson, Capri Ferguson in, Abby Davidson and Grace Nelson will head to the bench. 2:13 to play. 50-37 Rocks. Three walking it across now, gets it across midcourt right side. Caden Slidick on the right wing, swings it to Alexis Edgerson, left wing to Capri between the circles. Capri Ferguson with it. 2:01 to play. Streaks got to get to the basket. And, Alexis traveled with it. Picked up the pivot foot before she put it on the floor.
17 streak turnovers now. No sense of urgency on the offensive end. Down 13 with less than 2 minutes to
and
go.
Coach Massey's telling them to pick up, and they're not guarding. They're just walking across midcourt. Coach is trying to get their attention now. Pick them up at half court. McDuffie right of the center circle to Robinson left side. Knocked away by Kiera.
That
went off
ball.
Robinson's face.
Yeah.
Good defense by Kiera. She knocked it away, and Robinson it bounced off her nose and goes back to the Streaks. So Streaks, as you said, have to have some urgency on the offensive end.
Coach Massey trying to implore Capri to bring the ball over the floor, and she's just walking it up the floor. You're down by 13 points with a minute 42 left to go.
You got
simple
to
math
some,
says that you got to get as many shots as possible to have any shot.
Pass got knocked out of bounds. Back to the Streaks. Capri with it near the center circle. Right wing. Caden Slidick down on the right block. Overthrew Abby Lingenfelter. Alexis saves it in bounds, and Kiera comes over. Kiera back to Alexis Edgerson. Alexis knocked away from behind.
We're going to get a foul. I don't think that was a foul.
Yeah,
we're going to call Rice for a reach.
Yeah.
But
I don't think that was either.
That looked pretty like generous call there.
Yeah, got tapped away. We'll take it, but
I think she had all ball on that one.
1:30 to play, 50-37. Alexis Edgerson will inbound from the near sideline. And it comes to Capri Ferguson with 1:30. Right wing, Cadence. Swing it over to Alexis. Left wing, fakes a three, goes baseline. And now.
Double dribbled.
Got knocked away, and she got it back. And now Capri throws it right into the hands of Rice. Rice. To McDuffie, and she
Streaks just had the ball for 30 seconds and didn't get one shot off.
McDuffie lost on that one. The Streaks,
you've got to, you've got to have some quick hitting plays in your playbook to get some shots up. And the Streaks, nobody wants to shoot the basketball.
Cadence gets to Abby Lingenfelter, right baseline, lays it up and in. There you go. That's what you needed to do before. Six for Abby, and it's 50-39.
And they're not pressing. Coach Massey wants them to get up and press, and they're not doing it.
McDuffie on the dribble. Cadence out on her. McDuffie right baseline. And takes all the way around their house. She's just going to dribble it out.
She is. She's going to dribble
her.
Well,
yeah.
Cadence has to get up on her.
Now Cadence fouls her. That's going to be her first. or second, excuse me, and that's going to put McDuffie at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. 41.2 to play, 50-39 is a Rock Island lead.
This is an issue that continues to pop its head this season, is the Streaks getting these situations where they're down by multiple possessions and they don't have any sense of urgency on the floor.
Missed the free throw, rebound Kiera. 40 to play. Now her outlet pass stolen by McDuffie. Yeah, McDuffie was just waiting for that. McDuffie on the dribble. And now, a timeout called by Henry Hall. He wanted to get his other senior, Trevino, back in. And it's a full timeout. 30.6 to play. The final score is going to look worse than it was, but
right.
Streaks just they just struggled in the third and fourth quarter with the turnovers especially. We were in the game in the first half because we only turned the ball over five times. That, you know, when we played them first time around, where are we at here? We had, that was one of
21.
Our, oh, we had 21 that game? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I didn't think we had quite that many.
No,
but,
we had 21. Yeah. They had 11. Well, and the thing is the Streaks have only scored 14 points here in the second half. They had 14 points alone in the second quarter.
So, 30.6 to play, Rock Island basketball. It'll be Allison to inbound near the scorer's table across from us. In the backcourt, it comes to McDuffie. She'll bring it across in the front court. McDuffie on the dribble, goes baseline, and probably could have taken a shot. She's just going to keep dribbling unless we foul her again.
Carried it. Multiple times. No, they're calling timeout.
She caught it on her hip. Nope, traveling. Thank you.
No, I think.
Oh, wait.
They're
just substitution.
Substitution timeout.
He called the timeout for the substitution. But, yeah, she caught the ball up on her hip right in front of the official in front of us.
Yeah, and, like, ran with it.
Yeah.
I don't understand what we're doing here. It's either a substitution timeout or it's
a timeout. Oh, I know what it is. He's getting their seniors their standing ovation, the other ones that were in there.
I mean, that's fine, but yeah. They've been standing off the floor there for 30
seconds. Yeah, it was longer than the
30-second
timeout, yeah. Rice with it now with 15. Might as well just let her dribble it out at this point.
Right.
Now Abby Lanfelter nearly got the steal there. Now the paint to Jamison. Now they turn it over. Free Ferguson comes up with it, fires it with 2 seconds left from halfway between the top of the key and the center circle and put it in. So the final score doesn't look as bad, but Streaks fall here tonight. Final score, Rock Island 50, Galesburg 42, or actually it was 49-42, but it doesn't really matter in this case. Streaks fall here tonight. They are now 19-10 on the year, 6-6 in the Western Big Six. Rock Island 17-10. And now 10-2 in the Western Big Six Conference, and the likely scenario is that they will finish second behind Geneseo. I didn't look at Geneseo's schedule to see what they've got left, but my guess is probably two that they can win. All right, Streaks fall here tonight, 50-42. We'll take a timeout, come back with our postgame show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down postgame stats. Neighbor Dave's Automatic Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Streaks fall 50-42. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Hi, I'm Mike Holloway, Knox Warren County President of F&M Bank, and I'm pleased to announce that we just opened an office in Monmouth at the corner of Highway 34 and North Main Street. We're excited to provide a convenient location for our Monmouth area clients and look forward to welcoming new clients. Our new office staff is local bankers you already know and trust. If you're not a client, I'd invite you to stop and experience what F&M Bank is all about. You'll like what you see.
Aim high, bank strong. F&M Bank.
F&M Bank.
Member FDIC.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brett Wright from WGIL with this reminder. If you or your family are in need, St. Vincent de Paul weekly food distribution happens every Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. in the Corpus Christi Church basement on South Prairie Street in Galesburg. Curbside service is provided, and while you don't need to call ahead, it will speed up the process. Learn more on the area events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, your registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You'll receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation when you bring in five non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low of 5. The wind chill as low as 8 below 0. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 22. A low of 2 below 0 tomorrow night. Saturday, sunny and 24. It's 10 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Rock Island High School, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson. Streaks fall to the Rocks, final score 50-42. Streaks were outscored Rock Island 11-10 in that fourth quarter, but they got outscored 11-6 in the third quarter, and the turnovers a killer in the second half. I mean, first half we took care of the basketball, turned it over five times against really, really good defense, and not that the Rocks didn't play good defense in the second half, but it was not the same as the way they came out, and we withstood that initial onslaught that we knew we would get, but just didn't take care of the basketball in that second half and really struggled and fall by a final of 50-42. Sophomores were a winner here tonight. 51-32 was the final in that game. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down some stats, and later when they are Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. So coming up tomorrow night, Galesburg High boys in action. They will play they'll be on the road at Geneseo against the Maple Leafs. Had a big win, I think 76-46 when they played at John Thiel Gym. So they will go up and take another crack and hopefully come home with a victory tomorrow night. Streaks, I think they're 21-5 on the season and looking for another win coming up tomorrow night. Brad Bidowitz and Jeremy Pickrell will be there for that one. And that'll be 6:40 scheduled pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip. And you can hear it here on WGIL. Coming up on Saturday, the girls will be back here in Rock Island. We'll be at Alleman to take on the Pioneers. And that scheduled for a 1:10 pregame, 1:30 tip. Here on WGIL. Prior to that, we'll have the Illinois Fighting Illini pregame at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock tip, so we'll get part of that game, the Illini. And who do they have Saturday?
Indiana,
that's right.
Assembly Hall.
Yep, so Assembly Hall over at the other Assembly Hall, even though ours isn't Assembly Hall anymore.
No.
Assembly Hall over in Bloomington, Indiana. I don't think this will be the night to ask Coach about that Illini-Wisconsin game last night. We'll leave that one alone. All right, so Streaks head coach Evan Massey making his way. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And the coach, you came out, you were right with them. You withstood that initial onslaught. You knew the way they were going to come out defensively. It's senior night. They're all pumped up, and they were ready to go. You withstood that. We had you for five turnovers in the first half, but you come out in the second half just didn't really take care of the ball. And obviously you turn it over, and you don't get a chance to put points on the board.
Right, and, you know, it surprises me, honestly, you say that we had five turnovers in the first half. I would have guessed more. How many did we have in the second half?
14.
14 in the second half, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, we talked about coming in here, it's a tough place to play.
Yeah.
You know, they're 12-0 on the season. But we tried to end up get the message across to our kids is just focus on ourselves. We just got to focus on ourselves and end up focus on doing it. We tried to initially. We knew, you know, what they were going to do defensively, that they could play man. and then they play the 2-1-2. It's a hybrid. It's a buzz. It's kind of somewhere between a 2-3 and a 1-3-1 in terms of things. We knew what they were going to do, and what we tried to do is really simplify and say, okay, if they're man, okay, if our point guard's got it, if we go to the right, this is what we're doing. If we go to the left, this is what we're doing. So in the noise, it wouldn't be a factor at the beginning of the game. Just keep it simple. And if Key's got the ball, here's what we're running. And it just, you know, at the beginning of the game, we were flustered because what happened was all of a sudden some different times that what we do is we just take off, you know, with like our hair was on fire and we struggle with it. But I think your point is very accurate. In the second half, I thought that their quickness made us just make passes that had no need to be made. You know, it's one where if, you know, that you look and if somebody isn't open and you don't have a clean shot at, don't throw it. But, you know, the number of passes that we threw where they were off the wall and things like that, that was a disappointing part.
Yeah, you know, it seems like it felt like you got hurried up offensively because it seemed like times that, as you said, rather than thinking about us, and it's like you get the ball, you have an open shot. I think we were thinking pass first that we were thinking, okay, the defense is going to close out on me when I get it. And I thought it looked like there was times we even passed up some open looks. They were more on the perimeter, but and then decided to make an extra pass.
Yeah, we might have. And I thought, you know, the irony was I thought offensively, you know, it's horrible to say, but you know, I'd like to know what our if you take away in the second half the 14 turnovers, the possessions we had that didn't end in turnovers, would be interested in knowing, you know, what our success rate was, because we really had some times where, you know, what would happen is I can picture Cadence ended up a nice feed to Abby Lingenfelder's wide open inside for a layup. Another time somebody had it and Kiara flashed right across the lane and caught it and was wide open. And so, you know, I thought, you know, it's just we kind of shot ourselves in those.
Yep. Well, a tough one here at Rock Island tonight. So, Alleman struggled with Geneseo tonight like many teams do, but they're going to be ready to play Saturday. It's I don't know if we're doing senior night there on Saturday. We may be, but it's that again, that's always a tough place to play, and they'll be ready for us.
Yeah, and it's, like I said to the girls is, you know, we can't be poor me. We've played good basketball. We've got to be proud of ourselves. And with the seeding for the regional and stuff, if we stick together and we stay focused, we can do some good things down the stretch, hopefully.
Yeah.
And that's what we got
to
do.
I think, yeah, they need to realize that they earned that seed. Absolutely.
Yes.
Coach, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay. Sweet. You guys staying overnight, just staying up here? Or
we shouldn't we?
Well, with WGIL's expense,
why not?
I think we could. They could afford it.
I can do the morning show on this equipment. We can do it from here, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, thanks. Appreciate it. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks fall 50-42 was the final. Take a timeout, and we will come back and run down our post-game stats. Also coming up, we're going to be naming our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 50-42. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Rock Island High School, the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Rocks. 50-42 is the final score. here on senior night at Rock Island. Time to take a look at some post-game stats. Streaks led in scoring by Kira Kilgore, 21 points, 7 twos, a couple of threes, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. She was the only one in double figures, 6 points for Abby Lingefelter on 3 baskets. Now, let's see, we had 6 points also for Juniper Schwartzman. She had a basket, traditional 3-point play, a basket and a free throw in the first quarter, another basket in the second, 1 for 2 from the line in the third quarter. So 2 baskets and 2 for 3 from the free throw line for Juniper Schwartzman. I was reading that upside down, Eric.
Yeah, you were. You were doing a pretty good job, too. I was waiting.
We talked about earlier, they have this big mural on the wall behind us. It goes the length of the wall down here under the permanent bleachers. And I'm guessing Amari McDuffie's parents, they got a picture of her like right behind where I was sitting. So I was moving out of the way and so they could take a picture.
Yeah.
But all right, so let's see. 3 points for Grace Nelson on a 3 in the second quarter, 3 for Capri Ferguson that ended the game there. 2 points for Abby Davidson on a basket over 2 from the line, 1 point for Caden Slidek on 1 for 2 from the line streaks with 4 three-pointers, 4 for 10 from the line. Rock Island, good balance, 15 points for Kayla Rice. She hit 3 threes and 3 twos, 13 points for Danae Robinson. She hit 2 threes, 3 twos, 1 for 2 from the line, 10 for Bree Stewart, 5 baskets, 2 for 5 from the line, 9 points for Amari McDuffie, 3 twos and a 3-0 for 1 from the line. They were not very good from the line. All their free throws in the second half, they were just 3 for 8, hit 6 three-pointers in the game.
Well, Streaks turned the ball over 19 times, 14 of those coming in the second half. That was a big issue for the Streaks in this one. Rocky, on the other hand, 16 turnovers. They evenly distributed them, 8 and 8 in the two halves. Streaks did out-rebound Rocky 28-25, including a 12-7 edge on the offensive boards. Rocky shot the ball really well in this one, 20 of 39 from the field. Shot better than 50%. They were 7 of 15 from downtown.
Wow.
Streaks, on the other hand, did not shoot near as well, 17 of 46 from the field, including just 4 of 20 from downtown. Some stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. Juniper Schwartzman finishes with 3 rebounds to go with her 6 points. Abby Davidson only had 2 points, but she had an assist and a block, and that block was a heck of a block.
Yeah.
And she got up and just spiked the ball on Trevino early in the game. Abby Lingenfelter finishes with double-digit rebounds yet again, 10 rebounds, 3 steals, and an assist to go with her 6 points. Caden Slidek had a rebound, assist, 2 steals, and a block to go with her single point. Alexis Edgerson had 3 rebounds and 2 assists, even though she didn't score. Capri Ferguson had a steal and a rebound to go with her 3-pointer. Grace Nelson had a rebound, 2 assists, and a steal to go with her 3-pointer. And Kerry Kilgore finishes the game with the 21 points, but also 7 rebounds, an assist, and 2 steals.
All right, so the Streaks fall 50-42 was the final score to the Rock Island Rocks. We're now 19-9 on the season. Hope to get win number 20 on Saturday against the Alleman Pioneers. Take our final time out and come back with our final order of business, and that'll be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 50-42. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh, yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
If you're struggling with weight and frustrated with dieting each and every year, Mark Patrick Seminars will be in Galesburg on Saturday, February 19th from 11 until 1. Registration starts at 10:30. Sign up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight. Find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. There's limited seating, so get signed up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Back here at Downfield Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Rock Island Rocks 50-42, the final score. All right, our final order of business. By the way, the sophomores get a win 51-32 here tonight. Final order of business is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and it's tough sometimes, but we thought there was a point in that, really in the first quarter, Rocky came out strong, senior night. We knew they were going to come out strong, really good defense, and Abby Davidson got in a little bit of foul trouble early, and this young lady just came in and just kind of steadied us for a point there, and kind of got us going early on.
Yeah, we're going to go with Juniper Schwartzman. The junior finishes the game with 6 points, 3 rebounds. She had a three-point play there in that first quarter, had 2 more rebounds in the first quarter, followed up, scored a bucket in the second quarter, and got a rebound in the second quarter, and then a free throw there in the third. So Juniper coming off the bench and doing some good things, and that's what you ask from your bench players. Know your role, and she came in and played her role and did a nice job with it.
So Juniper Schwartzman, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, streaks fall 50-42. Sophomores win 51-32. Galesburg now 19-10 and 6-6 in the Western Big Six. The Rocks are now 17-10. They're 10-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Well, Saturday afternoon we'll be back up here in Rock Island at Alamann High School, Don Morris Gym, Steve Ford's Pioneers, and
so weird.
Yeah, I know it is. He was at Moline for so long, and now over at Alamann.
Yeah,
so.
And looking around the conference, Geneseo with an easy win over Alamann, 57-30. Moline was up going into the fourth over Sterling, 56-20. And UT goes on the road to Quincy and loses 45-37.
We're not
Quincy,
the only ones.
Quincy now 6-6 in the conference, so they're storming their way up.
And we will say time and time again, against a team like this playing them, if they play defense like Rock Island, we turn it over.
Yes.
That's one thing. But they don't do that. We turned it over just to turn it over in that game. That's really unfortunate. I was talking with Coach Hall about that, how, you know, that we – you had a tough game down there, didn't play well. You know, it's like it's a team we lost twice to, them, a team we should beat probably by 20 points or better each time. He said they had a situation with a game earlier. He said, granted, they were ranked second. He said, but we scored 15 points in a game. He said, I don't know how that happened. I've watched it back, and I don't know how we only scored 15 points in the game. It's so kind of strange. All right. Well, streaks fall here tonight. Not a horrible game. They still, again, you play this, like you did tonight, you win that game down at Quincy. That's what's so weird about it. But Rocky is they're a good team. It's going to be really interesting postseason with them and Geneseo having to play on Geneseo's home floor, because they play some really, really good defense. Geneseo plays good defense, and see what happens.
That'll be a heck of a rubber match.
Absolutely. All right, so the streaks fall here tonight. Sophomore is a winner. Thanks to our studio engineer, Clark Burnett. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erdos saying goodnight from Rock Island High School.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.